So we have a zchut of learning Sefer Mishle with the Gra. And the Gra, as I gave an introduction this morning, when I learned Sefer Mishle with Rabbeinu Yonah with some of my Talmidim, this afternoon we're going to learn Sefer Mishle with the Gra. And the Gra, in the Garrett, in a letter, he wrote that there is no greater Musar Sefer out there than Sefer Mishle. So when we learn Sefer Mishle, it has really a multi-focus. It also has the idea of being able to learn Tanakh, but also at the same time, it also very much is very much Musar Haskel. And today we're going to do an introduction, the first 6 psukim. You can share, okay? And I highly recommend that you buy the Sefer, you take notes in the Sefer, within your Tanakh also, and we'll be able to compare it, and hopefully you'll learn a lot from it. So we're going to read the first 6 psukim together, because that's an introduction. And part of the introduction, as we'll see, the whole introduction of the Sefer is the first 6 psukim. So let's first read the introduction together, and then we'll tell you what the Gra does beautifully, how he breaks up the Sefer into 3 different Svarim. But first, the introduction to the first Sefer. If we read it together, the first 6 psukim, if you have a Tanakh with you, please, Mishle Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael, Ladat Chochma Musar Lavinim Rebina, Lakachat Musar Haskel, Tzedek Umishpat Umisharim, Latit Liptayim Omal Lenar Dat Umizima, Yishma Chacham Yosif Lekach Menavon Tachpulot Yikneh, Lavin Mashal Umlitza Divrei Chachamim, Vechi Dotam. First of all, when you're learning Tanakh, there are different ways to learn Tanakh. Some would want to be able to analyze it with a lot of different mefarshim. Specifically, we're taking the Gra's way of understanding it, because he has a whole mahalach throughout the whole Sefer. And therefore, we'll walk out, hopefully, with the Gra's way of understanding it. That's A. B, if you've learned Tanakh with other mefarshim, there are certain mefarshim that explain Tanakh on a much more global level, much more poetic level. And they would say things like Kefil Inyan B'Milim Shonot, like the Radak would say that type of concept. It's just poetry. Don't be medayik in every single word. For who would contrast that? Who would say, no, every single word is different? Rashbam is a parshan, normally in Torah for sure, as much as Rashi and Breishit Perachet says, Ani lo bati al farish pshuto shel mikra. We know the biggest pashtan is his grandson, the Rashbam, because Rashi is a deeper pshat, where he's going to quote midrashim that are dealing with the pshat. The other pashtanim, when we talk about Tanakh, what we're talking about later are, Ibn Ezra is definitely a pashtan also, the Ramban has a level of pshat, but when we talk even later, you talk about the Malbim 130 years ago, like Rav Lifshitz was talking about last night, he would give the beautiful interpretation between Achat Sha'alti Meit Hashem Ota Avakesh. So he's going to explain that She'ela and Bakasha are not Kefal Inyan B'Milim Shonot. It's expressing 2 different types of requests. So to hear the Vilna Gaon, besides, let's say, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch also, when you're learning Torah also, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch is a very much within all the different Shorashim, to be able to know. So when you're asking a question just in general Tanakh, to know if you have a Pshat question and you're looking at Rashi, the Rashbam, the Sforno, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, and then you have the Drash questions and you have the Remez questions and the Sod, etc. And specifically, when we're learning Tanakh, definitely the Gra, the Malbim, the Shimshon Rafal Hirsch definitely has with Pshat, but even more so, the Gra, as we will see, and I gave you a small glimpse, is the type of person who brings really everything together. Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebal Peh, Nigle, Nistar, both with the Zohar. So he really brings it all together. The Gra, as much as he was the Bir HaGra on the Shulchan Aruch, he was also a person who was into Nistar also, into the Panimius of Torah also. See here, it says, Mishle Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael. The first thing the Gra here says, and I quoted from you in the first source, is that this is the mnemonic that the Gra gave to remember how to analyze Sefer Mishle with his methodology. It's a pasuk of Hein Emet Chafatzta Batuchot V'Satum Chachma Todini. Chafatzta, it's an acronym. Because when you're learning anything, specifically the Mishlei, he says, B'chol davar, yesh chomer, yesh poel, yesh tzura, v'yesh tachlit. That's the word chafatzta. That's how you're going to remember. Okay? What is the chomer? For example, I'll give you an example. What are these things? Chomer is the material. Poel is the person who's making it. Tzura is the form. And tachlit is the purpose. For example, a chair. Let's talk about a chair. Okay? What is the chomer of the chair, let's say? Let's say wood. A wooden chair. Who's the poel of the chair? Carpenter. In Hebrew, a nagar. What's the tzurato? You could have a funky chair, but normally it's functional. Not even functional, but maybe square, little rectangular, depending. But that's the tzura, that's the shape. Or it's rectangular, you know, different types of chairs that you have there. And then you have the tachlit. What's the purpose of it? To sit on it. So too over here. Okay? What is the chomer of the sefer? The chomer of the sefer is going to be Mishlei, the Mishalim. Who's the Paul of the sefer? Shlomo. And we're going to get to the tzura, which is going to be in Pasuk Bet. Pasuk Bet, the tzura of the sefer is Ladat Chochma Umusar. As we will see in a second, that you shouldn't fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara, who's looking to trap you and not be seduced by his seductions. We'll go over more about that in a second. And then, what's the tachlit? What's the purpose? That is Pasuk Gimel. The tachlit is Lakachat Musar Haskel, in order for you to be Matzliach. Vahi Davi L'chol D'Rachav Maskil. Okay? And we'll talk about, just like Rabbeinu Yonah asked, the same exact question. Why is the first Pasuk Ladat Chochma Musar? And only now it's Lakachat. What's the transition? So that's, first of all, Mishlei being the Chomer, Shlomo is the Poel, Lada to know what the Tzuran and Tachlit is the Kachat Musar. And the Gaon says, he ends off saying for the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot right in front of you, and that's the second source. I'm quoting for you, but this is all brought down here. So you don't need the source sheets for me to give you when you buy the Sefer. He says, why is this true? Ki lo hamidrash ikar elamase. The Gaon says, Godol Talmud Torah shemevi lidei maise. That's why the purpose of the Sefer, the Tachlit, is not the Ladat Chachma Musar, but it says, it's the Mishnah Novos in the second source. Read it for me, Mr. Lafer. Mishnah Yud Zayin. Go ahead. Kol Yamai. Elishtika, comma. Right? To be able to keep quiet and listen, to be able to learn. But then he says what? Okay, so this is where the Gra is quoting from. That the tachlis of the whole Sefer is that what we're going to learn here is not just say, okay, now I learned the Sefer of Tanakh, but it's the Maisa. What are we going to take from it? What's the importance? The Gra then asks, where it says, Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. What's the importance that I know who's the Poel, who's the Mechaber of the Sefer? Why is it important? What do you think the Gaon's going to say? This is not just going to be a monologue. Or else it's going to be boring. So, help me out. Why do you think it's important to know who the author is? Mr. Katz, what do you say?
Maybe like credibility.
What about the credibility?
Like to see what other works he did, like to fill up in some of
that. Right. First of all, that could be within the actual study. To compare what Shlomo HaMelech wrote. What else did Shlomo HaMelech write besides Mishlei? Koheles. Shir HaShirim. To be able to compare the three. And understand them. What else is the reason why it's important to know who's the Mechaber? Mr. Kesar, what'd you say?
Like, understand it in context of his life.
Also true. In his evolution. When is he writing this? You have it. Is it when he was a melech or when he was not a melech? Right? That could be part of the reason why it says Shlomo ben David, melech Yisrael. Because there are times in his life that he was not a melech. The language of the Vilna Gaon, is that bothering anybody, that piece? At least half bothering me. So if people, it doesn't bother you, then I'm able to work through it. Or we should try the windows. What do we say? Should we try the windows? Yeah? Let's try the windows. Okay, can we close that, please? Mr. Seidler, if Shal is good at the Mazgan. Thank you, Mr. Seidler. Can we open up the windows? Thank you. Says the Gaon Mivilna. Oh, Vayihi Or, I want to say. Headache. Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. Ki alomeid b'sefer tzarich leida mihu ha-mechabro. You have to know who the mechaber is. Why? Ki miyah mechaber gadol b'chokhma. Because if the mechaber is very wise, b'vada yiyah b'sifro chokhmot gedolot. If Shlomo is a wise person, then obviously in his sefer is also going to be pretty wise. V'chein b'yirah v'chein b'torah. Also, with Yirah, with Torah, if we know who he is, we're able to understand the Sefer that much more. Now within this, the Vilna Gaon says, if you have your Tanakh here, and I brought it down for you, the Sefer Mishlei is really three Svarim in one in Tanakh. Just like we have in Mishnayot, we have different bubbles, and we have ideas of, is it really one Masechta, or is it three different Masechtas? Same thing with Mishlei here. Mishlei, what do you have? You have, and the truth is even Maseches Kalim, the Mishnayos that has 30 Prakim, it's really split up into different Masechtot also, talking about Klicheres, and Klimatechet, the first 11 Prakim, etc. So too over here, comes the Gaon Mivilna, and says there are three major topics in these three Svarim. The first one, as we will see, is Chochmah. It's from beginning, the first 6 psukim we said at the introduction, and until Perek Yud is the first sefer. The second sefer goes from Perek Yud till Perek Chafei. That's the Musar part. And then till the end of the sefer is Torah. Now we have to define those terms of what does it mean Chochmah? What does it mean Musar? What does it mean Torah? Okay, but that's the split up. Why do you think, very, very easy perusal, please look at those prakim, tell me what the common denominator is, that it's easy for Shlomo, for the Gra to say that Shlomo Melech, when he wrote it, he was mitkavin to split it up into three svarim. What's the word? Say it, Mr. Katz. Good. Read it. The first pasuk is Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. What's in Perek Yud pasuk Aleph? Good. And go to Perek Chafei. I bet you it says the word Mishlei. So those are the three. So from the beginning of the Sefer to Yud, he says, is corresponds to Chochmah. What does it mean, Chochmah? We're going to explain in a second. But, says the Vilna Gaon even deeper, you see how much he keeps going in layers and layers. It says in deeper, that's what it says, Mishlei Shlomo. And what that's connected to Chochmah. Not defining what the Chochmah is yet. But he says the word Shlomo is corresponding to the Chochmah, the introduction of the first Sefer. Because what is Shlomo known as? The wisest of all men. Vayechkam mikol Adam. Then, what does Ben David stand for? That corresponds to the second Sefer of Mishlei, which is Musar. Why? Because David, he explains this, because he says David was a chassid gadol. As Chazal say, and I think I put it down for you in the sources, maybe it's not in the right order, sorry. It's in the Gemara in Brachot, Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Melachim Him, Haroed David Bechalom, Yitzapeh Lachasidut. Or it says in Pasuk in Tehillim in front of you also, in Peivav, Tfila Le David, Hate Hashem Ozdcha Anini, Ki Oni Ve'evyon Ani, Shomro Nafshi, Ki chosid oni. Okay? So that's referring to the Musar part of the second Sefer. And Let's see if we have a lot of bright young men here. What is the Melech Yisrael referring to? Which Sefer? The Torah part. Neged the Torah. Why do we have that? That's where I brought these sources a little bit out of order, but not crazy. Neged Torah Amar Melech Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Bi Melachim Yimlochu. And he says that is right after what I finished in Tehillim, Perek Vav. The Pasuk says, and if you go to Poland, there are many Batei Knesset, that instead of just the Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamin on top, the Pasuk they have on top of the Aron Kodesh is Bi Melachim Yimlochu. And the Gemara in Maseches Kitten says, Amrle Minalan Dirabanan Ikri Melachim Amrlu Dichtiv Bi Melachim Yimlochu. The concept that that's referring to, the Malchut here is referring to the Torah part of it. So we see, even without defining it, that we have these three separate Svarim split up, already hinted to. You see the Remez already, you see the Drash part. You really see, again, learning the Gra, it's, as we say, a jack of all trades here. It's Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael. And as we said, these first six psukim are Hagdama to the whole Sefer. We now turn to Pasuk Bet. Pasuk Bet says, Ladat chokhma umusar lavin imrei bina. We had said that the, not the chomer, but what? We said the tzura. The tzura of the sefer is ladat chokhma umusar lavin imrei bina. To know chokhma. So we had said, what's chokhma? He said that it's not, it's going to be talking about the Yetzirah. How to beat the Yetzirah. Shelo yipol bereshet ha-Yetzirah asher hu pores l'raglav. Shouldn't fall into his seductions. U-musar. What's the difference between chokhmah and musar? Explains the Vilna Gaon. There's a second level. The first part of chokhmah is what we call preemptive. It's being able to what? Make sure that the Yetzirah doesn't roll up his sleeves and get you. For example, we'll see this in the Sefer also. Vaser, this is the Vilna Gaon's pshat. Vaser Satan, what we say in Tefillah. Vaser Satan, milfaneinu, umeachareinu. What's pshat? Ever heard this? This is the Vilna Gaon's word. The Vilna Gaon says, Vaser Satan milfaneinu is obvious. That's the chokhmah here. What's the chokhmah? How do you have to make sure not to fall into the trap? You know you're attracted to a certain young lady and she's going to be at that party and she's improperly clad. So the Yetzer is going to say, no big deal. She's platonic. She's my friend. Right? No problem. That's milfaneinu. That you know that you have to figure out how to beat that. Okay? That's how you have to know to beat that. The musar is more, what? Is the me'acharin. What's the me'acharin? It's if the Yetzahara is already beaten. How do you overdo with that? It's a little bit different. The Vilna Gaon says, you know what the acharinu is? The acharinu is, if he tells you, you are so stark, you're not going to be like everybody else. You're not going to get out of the basement at 10:30. You're frum. Stay there at 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30. Davening? Don't worry about davening. It's only midrabanan. You are going to fulfill the gisa bo yom v'layla. And you'll stay up to the basement until 5:00. And then you'll wake up at 8:30. You only need 3.5 hours sleep. You'll run to the Ramban shul, daven for 7 minutes because you're from. And then you'll be stark at 9:00. That's the me'acharenu. That's saying, look, I'm being from. I'm being from. So that's the acharim. Similar, not exactly, but similar is the musar. The musar is not preventative, but it's if the Yetzirah has already been mitgaber alav, how do you break the Yetzirah? That's the musar. If you're already in the claws of the Yetzirah, how are you able to break the shackles? And he quotes a pasuk, and I brought you for this pasuk here, where it says the word musar, First of all, even before that, even before he brings the pasuk, I brought for you a gemara that he brings. Yetzer hara is known as the chokhma.
How do you bounce back?
Yeah, how do you bounce back? But it's even more that you'll see the language of musar comes to the language of asurim. We'll get back to that. I'll get back to the musar in a second. First, the chokhma. You see in the sources in front of you, the yetzer hara known as the chokhma. He quotes a gemara in brachos. Amar Rav, the Yetzer Hara is domeh lizvuv. What's a zvuv? A fly. V'yoshe bein shnei maftachei halev. Shneimar zvuve mavet yavish yabia. I think it's shemen rokech. What does this mean? What does it mean that the Yetzer Hara is similar to the zvuv? I'm just going to find this. Yeah. What do you say? Small and pesky. Good. Says the Marsha. Similar to what Mr. Khan said. Shu beryak tana v'chalash. But what is it? Umavish davar chashuv. What does it do? It's small and pesky. Right? And being able to really mess with you that way. So what I said about the similar pshat of Milfanin Me'achrinu, the Gaon says in Megillat Rut, he says that idea, not like what Mr. Khan and the Marsha says, but he says Hayetzer Hara is dome lezvuv. He says the Yetzer HaTov gives advice for a mitzvah. And the Yetzer Hara, what does it do? Tries to tell you to do averus. But if he sees that you're not successful, what does he do? He's mifateyu la'asot mitzvah mutav ba kama averot. Which is what I had talked about, the me'acharenu. Go learn shtark, learning Torah. But if you do it in a certain surah, that then you're going to stop davening, etc. This is the pshan, the gemara, the Vilna Gaon says in Masechet, in Megillat Rut. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the next source, which I brought for you. He talks about how kashe is the Yetzer Hara. That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Ra. And then it says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Gemara in Kiddushin, Laman Amad Beis. Yitzro shel Adam mitchadesh alav b'chol yom. Shneimar rak rak kol ayom. For Omer Rabbi Shimon Levi, Yitzro shel Adam mitgaber alav b'chol yom u'mivakesh hamito. And if it wasn't for the Ribono Shalom helping us, we have no shot. So this explains the Vilna Gaon. Let me read it to you. V'alderech zeg yitzro shel adam mitgaber alav u'mitchadesh. Mitgaber means, he says, come on, do the averus, what I call the haser satan milfanin. And if he's not able to do that, then what is he? He's mitchadesh. Which is what? If he sees that you're not being seduced into the avera, he rolls up his sleeves as mitchadesh for you to do a certain mitzvah that cloaked in that averos are there. And that's the Yetzer Hara. Okay? It's my son and daughter calling. Okay. That is the Chochmah. This is what the Chochmah, the first Sefer, the first 10 Prakim, obviously there's going to be many, many layers of this, is how to beat this Yetzer Hara. The second Sefer is the Musa, which means once you've already been trapped by the Yetzer Hara, what do you have to do? Says the Vilna Gaon, he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Memtet, it's in the sources in front of you. If you have your Tanakh, it's very cool to be able to properly underline it and reference it, to be able to see the different languages, and that's how beautiful that you're able to see, just like the Vilna Gaon who had Tanakh on his fingertips, to be able to put it all together. Leimor la'asurim, tseyu la'asher b'choshech, hi galu al drachim yiru uv'chosh shefayim mar itam. What is this musar? What is this asurim? The asurim is already that what? Is I'm ready, what's the word asur mean? Not only it means, doesn't only mean forbidden, but it means that you're bound up. You're in shackles. You're bound up. Matir Asurim, what we say in the morning. We were bound up, and God frees us. Leimor la'asurim, seyu, la'asher b'choshech higalu. Again, the Gra is not the Radak that's going to say this is kefil inyan b'milim shono. He's going to say it's referring to two different melachot that we have to do. Number one is la'asurim, that's the musar. Those are the ones who are already being drilled and ruled by their Yetzahara. V'heim asurim tachet yado v'gavar alehem ma'od. So there, you're going to have to get out through the Musar. We're going to have to talk about what these Yisurim are. And then those who are under the Choshech, they don't see. They don't even realize what the seductions are. That's going to be through the Torah. Yigalu lahem v'yakiru pituyav. The idea is what? That to beat the Yetzirah, it's not going to be to go roll in ice and go afflict yourself, but rather the Torah is going to give you strategies to be able to how to get away from addictions, how to way to get away from the Yetzirah. Last thing in this pasuk, lahavin imrei bina. Even if, and that's what I just told you right now, that even if you want to be able to beat the Yetzirah, it's got to be done l'shaber b'derech ha-Torah. And the important piece he says is v'lo yet tzadik harbe. He quotes the pasuk, which I quoted for you in the last source here, in Kohelet. Al tiyet tzadik harbe v'al titchakem yoter lama tishomem. The Gaon says, you want to know how to beat the Yetzirah? There's a rule book. It's called the Torah. The Torah will help you. Don't think that you're firmer than God. Right? You have a problem, people. Didn't start this year, didn't start 10 years ago. People have problems being able with the opposite gender. People have problems with seeing on the internet. It's not like, oh, I have to go to some voodoo doctor. Right? The Torah tells you how you have to be able to control your taivas and shmir seinayim to be able to properly have the proper filters. He says, l'mashal, what would it mean to be tzadik harbe? Yitaneh kol ha-shavua v'gam shabbat v'chadomeh. Okay? He says that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah doesn't want you to be fasting every single day. Maybe yechidim should be yechidim should be yechidim. But that's not the way to do it. And that's the Torah of Lahavin Imrei Bina. We are now up to Pasuk Gimel. We had said Pasuk Gimel is the Tachlis. The Tachlis of the Sefer. We're almost, right? We've done the Chafatz. Now we have to do the Toh. The Tachlis. What's the Tachlis? Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel is Lakachat Musar Haskel Tzedek U'Mishpat Meshurim. What questions do you think the Vilna Gaon is going to ask here? We already mentioned one of them already. What's the question he's going to ask? Why in the first Pasuk is it Ladat Chachman Musar and now it's only Musar. Now it's only Musar. And then the second question is, what's the difference between Ladat versus Lakacha? That we already answered already. He said, based on the Mishnah Navos, that Lo Amidrashi Ikara Lamaaseh. It's not enough to know. If you're just learning for intellectual knowledge, you're in the wrong place. You should be in a university. Here you're in a yeshiva. Part of the yeshiva is to learn, to understand the depth of Torah Lishma, but also Amanas Lasas. Lakach Musar Haskel explains the Vilna Gaon. Hatachli to Lakachat Musar Haskel, that you should be Matzliach. Vahi David Lechod Rachav Maskil Nikuda. Why at the beginning does it say Ladat Chachma and only afterwards Musar? Vikan Musar Levad explains the Gaon. Kili Yediya Tzarech Tzchila Leida Chachma V'achar Kach Liyaser Tatzmo B'Musar. He says that for knowledge, first you need to know the Chochmah, and afterwards, to be able to afflict yourself, we have to define the afflictions, to afflict yourself b'musar. That'll be next year. Aval inyan asiya, when we talk about the ikar there is the musar. The ikar is musar. As we had said, Maybe I would say the whole purpose is I should just fast a lot. No, that's not the purpose here. The purpose is to be able to apply it practically. Beheskel hatzlacha, there'll be toelet, to be able to break the ta'ava, that's the yaser, to protect it, break the ta'ava. And therefore what? He says that has to be done with tzedek, mishpat, and misharim, three different things. Tzedek, this is the haskel. What's the haskel? Sarich adam akachat, that I have to be included in all these midos. How, what's the Musar Haskel that you have to do? Number one, tzedek, to do chesed and stucco with everybody. Im kol abriyot. Number two, it can't be just one of these. Let's say I do chesed and stucco with everybody. I'm a nice guy to everybody. That won't be good. That's not Musar Haskel. Because I'm not going to be successful. Why am I not going to be successful? Why am I not going to be successful? It's hard. Gabi Katz can't answer this because he doesn't know what it means not to be like chesed with everybody. So, what's the problem with being chesed with everybody?
Give away too much.
Do you know what a harlot in the Torah is also known as a zonah? What's another word? Is it the word? There's a kadeh, lotia kadesha. It's a kadesha. It's also the word, the chesed in the Torah also. It's a chasida also. That's a stork. It's also, okay, part of it is because you give too much chesed. Too much, and that's where a person is, yeah, I'll just take off my clothes because of chesed, I want to give to everybody. No, that's not the way it works. So too, lefamim tzarich adam lemidat hakas. It's not all about chesed all the time. Once in a while, you need the midat hakas.
How is chesed, like, you wouldn't think of chesed as like the antithesis to chesed. But it was only like two chesed and more in that sentence.
True. He quotes Kas as Mishpat here. That was his. He has Chesed and Staka versus Mishpat, which is, he says, Beino Levin Atzmo, where he quotes the Gemaran Brachot that says, Lo Olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Atov Al Yetzer Hara. And the idea is, as opposed to being stuck in Chesed with everybody, you have to be able to have this mishpat within yourself. That's whether you want to say it. Rashi there says it's a milchama with the yetzahar. He says over here, lo leilech achar tavotav, v'af l'shar b'nei adam tzarich l'midat hakatz. For what? Latei din, that's the mishpat. Latei din l'rishaim, li'ish kidrachav kifi adin. Can't just always be okay. Many of you have been camp counselors. Division heads. If you want to be chesed to the person. And what happens? If I'm always chesed, then what happens? The whole system, you take advantage. And it becomes one big, what's called chuch of a tulula. Becomes a joke. And therefore, halachically, sometimes you have to kick out one kid to be that korban for the whole seaboard. Because if not, then you lose everybody. That's a little bit what he's talking about here. Le'olam yargiz adam. Rabbi Yonah. When he talks about rigzu, he disagrees with this interpretation. We say it every single day in tefillah. Rigzu va'al techetau. Imru bilvavchem. What does it mean? You say it every single day in tefillah. Rigzu va'al techetau. In Sefer Breishit, it said, al tirgzu badarch. What does it mean, rigzu? You say it in Tehillim. What does rigzu mean? Does it mean argue? So the Gro would say it means to get angry. So does the Marsha, Masechet Brachot. Because it's la'olam yargiz adam yetzer atova yetzara. That what your yetzer atov has got to beat out and have even use the anger. I remember, to share with you, I remember I went out with around 30 girls before I got married. One of them I remember liking a lot. And it didn't work out. Yes, I was the one who was dumped. And I wasn't so happy. And I remember going to the Kotel. I was living single here at the time. And I remember being angry. I was angry. You know, your ego is hurt. You know, and the idea is, the question is, what do you do with that anger? Do you just curse out God? Or do you channel that anger for good? You channel that anger, just like you have in Tefillat Chana, where you channel the bitterness towards God, you channel the anger to talk to God. So too, explains the Marsha, as much as the Rambam says that Kas is a horrible midah, there is a certain scintilla of emet when it comes to your ego to have some Kas. And also, lo'olam yargiz adam yetzara tov al yetzara, to be able to use that Kas and channel it to beat the yetzara. And therefore it's rigzu, get angry and don't sin. Get angry at yourself, meaning don't make yourself depressed, etc. But Rabbi Yonah said a different shot. Rabbi Yonah said, you want to know how to make sure not to repeat a chet? Rigzu v'al tachato, because the pasuk, two psukim right before that, in Tehillim Perek Dal, it says, tivakshu chazav sela, which means that you were already asking for falsehood. You already sinned. And therefore, how do you make sure not to continue that bad behavior? Rigzu v'al tachato. He says, really understand the depths of that chet. Understand it. Understand that it wasn't just a slap on the wrist. Understand what you did is a rupture in the relationship that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like when your parents, if you spit in their face, that would be pretty upset. So to understand. So therefore, if you understand that way, just like in the 10 steps, that the way that you're able to fix it is you realize that I did something really wrong. When you change something, when it really affects you, when you're really upset by it, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Here, the Vilna Gaon says that Mishpat is the Midat HaKas, and you see, when we're learning the Gra, you see him all the time already. He's quoting Psukim, he's quoting Chazals, all around to understand the theme here. The Chayim Meisharim, he says you want to be able to make sure that you have Musar Haskel. It's not one or the other. It's not just Chesed and stuck out everybody. It's not just Mishpat to be able to have the inner Kas, to be able to give Din L'Rasha'im and also control within yourself, but also the Meisharim, Shelefamim Tzarich L'Midat HaYosher. And this is most of the time, the Yashrut, to be able to have Yosher. V'zeu Al Pirov. And therefore, Musar Haskel is the combination of all three of these. And then Yatzliach Bechol Derachav. We will see later on in the Pesukim, you'll see that there's another pasuk that says, Sedek U'mishpat U'misharim. If you turn, please, to Perek Bet, Pasuk Tet. Perek Bet, Pasuk Tet. It's going to be a lot of comparison within the Sefer also. Things that are similar, but obviously, according to the Gra, are going to be very different. What does it say over there? Oz Tavim. Read it for me, Mr. Aviv. Oz Tavim. You don't have a Sefer?
It's not
Perek Bet, Pasuk Ten. Anybody read for me? Go ahead, Yoni. Yeah. So what's the question you would ask? What's the question what you ask when you see this Pesukim? Compare our Pasuk. Not only that, a simpler question. Kol Ma'agal Tov. In our Pasuk, all you have is what? Tzedek Mishpat Meisharim. There you have Kol Ma'agal Tov. The Gemara asked us. The Gemara asked, what is Kol Ma'agal Tov? Ma'agal Tov literally is what? What'd you say? It's the literally the circle of good, right? The Gemara says that my ma'agal tov ze tochacha, and this could be corresponding to the Musar Haskel. Okay, this we'll talk about next time, which starting in Pasuk Bet is that after you've learned and understand that you have to mikayim, there's the next level. As an introduction, the next level is not enough for you to learn, and for you to know, and for you to mikayim, comes Pasuk Dalet that says, Latit lip toyim orma lenar datum zima, which is very much the hashkafa of the yeshiva. It's not only about the me, myself, and I. It's not only the yeshiva, it's what I believe is the Torah, but it's what? To teach others. It's not enough to ladat. It's not enough to lakachat, but the next one is what? Latit. To be able to learn, but then to teach others. That's going to be one, and we'll see even more so the other tachlit as we continue in Mirza Hashem the next time we learn, which will not be next Sunday, it will be the Sunday after that. Next Sunday I have a wedding, so I'll be flying in for the day. Mirza Hashem, and back the day after. Okay.